huge, big smile, jumping up and down with excitement, so excited to see you, and you feel like the most amazing, special, important person in the world. Because when you come home, that's how your puppy dog makes you feel. Puppy dogs, they have this amazing ability to make human beings that they love and care about feel so incredibly important. Sometimes I come home twice. I go out, see the puppies, they make me feel amazing. I give them a hug, give them a pat, put them back outside, close the door, come back 5 minutes later and see them again because they make me feel amazing. And then, of course, I wonder, why is it that humans don't greet each other with such passion and enthusiasm? Why is it that humans find it so hard, unless there's a special occasion or they're passionately in lust with somebody, that they aren't excited to see somebody? Big happy smiley face, big hug, shake hands, great to see you, with that real excitement in your voice and in your face. And that led me to my next question. Why is it that some people do some things sometimes? So yes, people are quite capable of being excited to see people, and they are quite capable of smiling and quite capable of being excited about life, but not all the time. So then I met this last couple of days a genius man. Well, I've known him for quite a while now, but this particular lesson for me was quite new. He's always said, and the gentleman's name is Napoleon Hill, and he's written a book called Think and Grow Rich, which of course has a fantastic title. And just for those of you who aren't really aware of what that book's all about, the man was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie, who to this day is still the richest man in the world, considering how much money he had at the time. And he commissioned Napoleon Hill to interview and study the richest people in the world and find out how they became so successful. So the information in Think and Grow Rich is literally a research study. It's not somebody's opinion or somebody's idea about success. It's literally the study of rich people, wealthy people, the richest people in the world, and how do they get that way. Anyway, one of the biggest concepts in that book, and literally I'll say it again, it's not about the book, it's about the people that were studied. The comment was made, and the philosophy of these people, and I'll go a step further and say the lifestyle of these people, is the habit of going the extra mile. Now, every time I've listened to that before, I've always heard going the extra mile, and it's sunk in, and it's something that I've lived my life by. But then when I was thinking about the puppy dogs being excited, and I was thinking about how some people are happy sometimes and grumpy sometimes, they're disciplined sometimes and not disciplined other times, they're fat sometimes and in great shape other times, they've got great relationships sometimes and other times their relationships are really bad, sometimes they've got money and sometimes they've got no money, I thought, what is that? People understand going the extra mile, but I hadn't pre-framed it with the habit of going the extra mile. And that's how I understand how dogs are obviously different to humans, is they don't have a choice. Their instinct, their DNA, their dogginess says, when my owner comes home, I get excited. They can't help it. It's who they are. It's their habit. And they can't break that habit. They can't change it because it's who they are. Yet humans, we have a choice. And isn't it sad that when we do have a choice, we often choose not to be excited to see somebody. We choose not to have a smile on our face. We choose to moan. We choose to complain. We choose to have poor relationships. We choose to be in a job we don't like. We choose to be overweight because all of those things are choices. See, puppy dogs don't get a choice. They just have to be puppy dogs. But humans, we get to choose. So I'm wondering then, how do you get into the habit of going the extra mile? Because of course, and I'll use myself as an example, I'm now very committed to every time that I see the important people in my life, particularly my husband, who I love and adore. But I'm sure that when his puppy dogs see him, they seem more excited to see him than when I see him. Because sometimes he gets home and I'm still busy at the computer, or I'm exercising, or I'm doing something in the house, or I'm on the phone, and I'm sure he doesn't feel super special and amazing every time he comes home, because I have a choice. And sometimes I choose to stay on the phone, or I choose to stay at my computer, or I choose to continue doing the housework. Well, I have a choice. And the point with habit is that you've just got to keep doing it over and over and over. It's the discipline of doing what you should do, when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. So that wraps everything up for today, because if you are in the habit of being disciplined, and it's simple, even if you don't feel like it, you have to do it. Even if you're sick, even if you're grumpy, even if you've had a really bad day, even if you're really busy, when you see the people in your life that you love, you still have a huge big smile on your face and you're excited to see them. If you usually say thank you, because it's the right thing to do, we need to get into the habit of saying thank you. We have to have the discipline that even if you don't feel like it. So when you're at the supermarket, even if the checkout person's grumpy and you don't feel like saying thank you for packing my groceries, it's still the right thing to do. You still say with a huge big smile on your face, thank you so much for packing my groceries, or you're at a restaurant, thank you so much for making my coffee or my dinner. Your friend does something for you. And it's interesting, we often, and I'll use this as a last example. I remember as a kid, if you hurt yourself at school, like if you skinned your knee or sprained your ankle or something, you'd be really tough at school. And people would say, you're okay. And you go, yeah, I'm great. I'm fine. I'm tough. And then as soon as you got home and you saw your mum or your dad or your big sister, you'd have a big cry. I hurt myself at school today. And I analysed that situation again because I wondered why it is that people... We would never think it's okay to be rude to somebody who could do something for us. We would never think to not smile at somebody that could put money into our business or become a client. And yet we're still quite capable of not always being happy when we see our mum or we see our partner. And they're the people that need to see from us more than a stranger how special they are. If you can be in the habit of always being happy when you're outside the house and always having a smile on your face when you're out in public because you would never want the world to see you grumpy, then best we make sure that we're the same person at home. Because ultimately, happiness comes from wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever you do, that is who you are. You never have to pretend. You just be you. And if you choose to be kind and happy and positive and add value to people's lives and say nice things rather than, oh, I feel sick or I feel tired or I've got a sore toe, making people laugh, making people smile, we have a choice to do that. Let's choose to do it 24/7. As much as I hate that expression, and I heard a comedian just recently who said, so people that aren't busy, they just do 00. How about we choose to be the person? That means 24/7, 365 days for as long as we live, we choose to be a happy, positive, delightful, gorgeous, grateful, happy person, because that's who we are.